any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
I'm here celebrating with the community our victory.
We've been
when it comes to race, let's acknowledge that, of course, there's still tensions out there.
Something in my head told me this wasn't working.
Kick a Jew.
I've used the N-word most of my life.
I forgot he was black tonight.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you through the looking glass every night to find it. Actually, truth is not so much the goal, it's just having a good time, trying to get a couple of laughs out of an increasingly difficult world. Man, 877-876-PHIL is our number. We continue with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who is on to discuss the immigration debate in Arizona, specifically the fact that the Arizona immigration law was blocked by a federal court. It did not take effect today. There have been obviously competing demonstrations. We're going to get to some audio from at least one of them from today. And Jay is going to be talking about himself and other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police who went to Arizona this morning and are still in Tucson, Arizona, to protect, in his words, protect any Hispanic illegal immigrant or legal immigrant, for that matter, who may be the victim of some backlash by Anglos angry that the law did not take effect. 877-876-PHIL. And where is my immigration? Here it is here. The Arizona immigration protesters were hitting the streets today. More than a dozen people protesting Arizona's. Boy, that's a lot of people, more than a dozen. My goodness.
Yeah, that's a crowd.
More than a dozen people hit the streets today. Anyway, I'm sure that the passions are running high, but people are working. Anyway, more than a dozen people protesting Arizona's hardline stance against illegal immigrants were arrested on Thursday, demonstrating that a ruling by a federal judge blocking most of the state's controversial new immigration law will not quell the furious debate over the issue there in Arizona. Here are some protesters, the sights and the sounds. Immigration activists took to the streets in Phoenix today, both celebrating yesterday's ruling while also protesting the plan appeal by Governor Jan Brewer.
I'm here celebrating with the community our victory.
We've been in prayer, you know, every day, 24 hours a day.
This has taken over our lives, and right now this is the only issue we can work on because there's so much demand for it. And we're right here. We're directly in the thick of it, right on the front lines of what is a national struggle.
So there you have it. And that continues tomorrow, most likely. Jay Santos in Arizona right now talking with people there. And as he said, protecting immigrants from Anglo backlash. And, you know, I got to tell you something, Jay, of all of the possibilities extant, of all of the things that may go wrong or of all the things that might be happening in Arizona or anywhere else when it comes to immigration, I never thought that there would be a, quote, backlash against illegal people when this law got blocked and that you'd have to be out there protecting them. Now, let me just say this, Jay, and are you there?
I'm right here, Phil. I'm listening to what you have to say. I've been sitting here listening to what everybody's got to say, and yet I've got people telling me I'm not listening.
And no, I understand. All right, hold on. You're right, but the lady that was just on was trying to make her point.
Well, she's talking about that all the gang members have got Mexican last names in Yakima, Washington. She goes on and tells me she's Irish. She says her town is in Washington. I don't know what she's talking about. And she says, but she's Irish, but all of the bad people are Mexican. Then I told her about the IRA.
No, I understand. I don't want to get into a big, fat discussion of the lineage of every American, the cultural do's and don'ts, the relative merits of each, you know, nationality. I'm simply saying to you that people have asked the question, profiling of Anglos. Now, you know, you're talking about, a lot of people who oppose this law are talking about they don't want Hispanics profiled. Aren't you profiling Anglos?
No, we are not.
No, you are not. You said that you are looking at whites and Anglos and Americans and Caucasians who are eyeballing or mad-dogging or staring at Mexicans. Now, you were out there, and I should have let my audience know, you were undercover, right?
We were.
So you were dressed as day laborers.
That is correct. We were dressed as day laborers both at the St. Philip's Plaza as well as the Tucson Mall.
All right. So and when you saw an Anglo staring at you, you assumed that they were trying to intimidate you.
That is correct.
And then what?
Well, we would go over to them, as I say, raising the left hand. That one lady in Canada didn't even know what I was talking about, which, if I were her, I would be embarrassed. I raised my left hand, which let them know, okay, you know, fun and games are over. I'm a police officer. And
well, you're not a police officer. You're a volunteer.
I am I'm an auxiliary police officer, okay? And I really don't want to get into that other than to say I'm an auxiliary police officer. Now, I don't know what they mean about me profiling whites. And we have found out in the research we've done that when you go out to these communities, Phil, where we got all these Mexican domestics, they're, what do you call, the maids and so forth, and their gardeners and everything like this, and the number one individual is guilty of assaulting those people with their fists or with anything they can get their hands on, generally a 40 to 50-year-old female Anglo.
And what is that based on?
That is the research that we've done.
And so 40 to 50-year-old Anglo females are beating up Mexican domestics?
Yes, sir. And we're talking about the men as well as women. So they're going to take a pool cue, axe handle.
An axe handle. And what are they beating these people for?
Because, I don't know. In some instances, it might make them feel good. In other instances, maybe they're angry because of this law. That's what I'm worried about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let's go to Stephanie in Chicago, listening on WKRS. Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Jay, first of all, kudos for you to want to help out and volunteering your time.
Thank you.
But don't you think
Thank you very much.
That this lady who is, as you've said, is wealthy, obviously wealthy, would rather have the immigrant in her home because of cheap labor, as opposed to how about maybe spending the time monitoring the people who are maybe at the same income level, you know, a father with two or three kids at home who he's needing to feed, whereas this illegal immigrant may be having a position that he could do. He would rather have this law passed. Don't you think he would be more angry than this woman who's obviously rich by your idea? Don't you think it'd be more...
I didn't understand a thing you said. I didn't understand one thing you
don't
said.
You
I'm
think...
just trying to protect people. Protect
okay.
the people that are out there working for these Anglos. They're going to lock them up.
Okay.
And, you know, one of these people, I don't know if you saw the court case, but that one lady had slaves. She chained them up in a basement.
But we're not talking about slaves, okay? What I'm asking you is the father, the Anglo father, as you're saying, who's got three kids, his unemployment
Caucasian.
Is running out. Yes, don't you think he would be a little angrier that the law did not pass and there might be an altercation between him
I don't
and maybe
know.
A neighboring
I deal in what is. I deal in what is. What I deal in what is, not what if.
No, you're basically stalking this woman.
I deal in what is.
Okay,
right.
Let me ask you this.
Those are the people. Those are the people that are guilty of beating some of these Mexicans up.
Okay.
40 to 50-year-old women. Okay.
Okay. So let me ask you this: If she had stopped,
keep saying poker,
and
read it and weep.
If you had asked her to come down and talk to you, and she had said no, and she did not want to show you ID, and she told you to leave you alone, what would you have had the authority to do?
Well, I can tell you that didn't happen. So
I know, and neither did.
It is,
but she didn't be her servant either. She did not be her maid either. But you're
how do you know?
Talking about that.
How do you know she didn't be her maid? I don't know. I told her.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about you know. You throwing bodies. Remember the exact thing I said. I don't want to hear about you throwing bodies out the front door.
No, but did
throwing
you...
Throwing bodies?
Do you have any authority to do anything? If she has said, no, I'm not showing you ID, do you have any authority to do anything? What? No.
I just heard...
I didn't hear that.
She did. She said, douche.
Okay.
You douche.
Okay, Jay.
And I don't appreciate that. And what I want to do... I want to answer your question. You know, I didn't call you any names.
I'm not calling.
I didn't hear.
Okay.
You called me. You said you douche. You douche. But
I didn't hear the lady say that.
I wanted to simply say this: if the lady had ignored me, if I'd said to her,
"Well, you know, Jay, not to interrupt you, man. Okay.
Wait a minute.
No, but not to interrupt you. When you say, "Hey, you come here," you're lucky she didn't ignore you.
Well, we are taught, Mr. Henry, to use the voice of authority. I'm sure there's police officers out there to back that up. And
okay, the voice of authority doesn't mean anything. It'd be, you know, you could say, hey, you come here, and the person's going to keep on walking.
Well, if the person kept on walking, at that point, what we do is we leave behind one of the sub-commanders in the car. We park it around a corner, We use tape recording equipment if we hear screams. That's the only thing we got.
What do you mean screams?
If we hear her go into the house and start beating one of the Mexicans she's got.
But
that's all we can do.
Jay, that doesn't make any sense. She looked at you. She's been having a bad day. And you're basically harassing her because she's having a bad day.
Well, why is she staring at me if she's having a bad day?
Are you looking
she's
at
looking
her?
At the Mexicans. No,
I was,
what we were doing, we were standing there assuming the pose of a Mexican day laborer, which means we were talking, looking in the bed of the truck, occasionally glancing at her, because that's what a day laborer is going to do in case that person wants to hire them. So we'll look at her, and she's staring.
Hey, well, maybe that was it.
What?
Maybe she was thinking about hiring you.
What?
Well, I'm serious. Maybe she was staring at you guys and thinking she wanted to hire you.
Well, I'm sorry, because if she wanted to hire me, she wouldn't be looking at me
like
I was something stuck to the bottom of her shoe and it didn't smell too good.
Okay, you're basically baiting her. You're no better than Pelosi walking down the street with her big gavel. You're basically baiting her.
Pelosi walking down the street with her big gavel. What does that mean?
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Look at Stephanie. Thank you for your call. We'll take a break here. Our number 877-876-PHIL. And on the line with me is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk about the Arizona immigration law and the fact that it did not take effect today. Are Anglos upset? And are they going to take it out on Mexicans? Jay thinks that that's the case. That's why he and the CAP are in Tucson. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Where's the big gavel?
Phil Hendry Show.
With Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police today, the Arizona immigration law did not take effect. It was blocked by a federal court order, and that will be adjudicated. Arizona has gone to court to lift that injunction and to set in motion the Arizona immigration law SB 1070. Now, we're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He was in Arizona today to protect immigrants, he says, from reactionary whites that may be afraid or might be angry that this law didn't take place. I heard you say, Jay, after you pulled this lady over, you followed her to her house. She was staring at you guys. You were dressed in undercover wear. And you said that you would go around the corner.
We didn't go around the corner.
No, but if the woman had ignored you.
If that lady had ignored my direction to come down to the street and I wanted to talk to her about, you know, why she's looking at a Mexican, if she had ignored me, then we would have gotten the parabolic microphone that we have in one of the SUVs. This can pick up sound as far away as 100 feet. We park the van around the corner and we aim it at the house. Now, if we hear, you know, some woman screaming and yelling about dishes not being done or something, you know, it's dirty in the bathroom or something, and we hear her yelling at a Mexican, then we know we got a problem. And so that's what.
So you guys go around the corner with a what?
With a parabolic microphone. It's like a shotgun microphone.
Yeah, I know what it is. And you pick up these sounds, and if you hear a.
But only if we hear a white woman screaming at a Mexican. She could be screaming at one of her kids.
Yeah. Well, how do you know that's what's happening?
Well, generally, you can hear the sound of white women. They will get very hysterical. Their voices crack, and they scream about, the dry, you know, the sheets. There's a stain on the sheets, that kind of deal. You're not going to tell your kid, you know, wipe the stain off the sheet. You tell your domestic to do that. So these are the little tips that you pick up.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a phone call here. Linda in Brooksville, Florida. Linda, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis. Go ahead, please.
Okay, there was a comment that reactionary whites were upset with immigration new law.
That's
and
right, yeah.
Reactionary
That's right, yeah.
whites might take it out on Mexicans. So did
That's
you
right,
see
yes, ma'am.
Any black people who were profiling Mexicans during your undercover racist auxiliary police thing, and would you confront a black male or a black female the same way you confronted the elderly white female? If you saw Sherrod reacting, would you pull her over and do the same thing with your left hand?
Throw this in too. Why don't you throw this in? And if the sun, you know, rose in the west, let's throw that in too. And if we all, you know, flew, we can have that, throw that in if you want to. I mean, this lady's putting in all kind of hypothetical.
Well, what she's asking is, you're targeting white women.
That's correct.
What about black people?
No, they do not tend to hire Mexicans at the bulk rate. In bulk is what
we're
talking
about. Are you racially profiling people?
No.
And you're undercover with raising your left hand and showing your blue armband? Are you profiling?
No, ma'am. Not at all. If I was profiling, it would be all white people, but it's not. It's only white women between the ages of 30 or 40 and 50 who've got that, you know, that they roll their eyeballs at you. You know the look.
So, in other words,
they give you that eye roll.
In other words, you're not looking for a black person driving by. You're strictly looking for a white person that you can raise your left
hand. Those are the ones that tend to, push a lot of the Mexicans around. Yeah. So.
And you don't think you're a reverse racist profiler?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I just take a look at the only ones that we look at is, like I say, probably, I don't know how old you are, ma'am, but woman between 40 and 50, if she gives you that, she rolls her eyes at you like she thinks she's better than you, that kind of.
She rolls her eyes at you like she thinks she's better than you. See, that to me is very subjective.
There's nothing subjective about it at all.
Well, what do you mean she rolls her eyes?
If I'm dressed up as a Mexican like I was today, and I look over at her and I give her that look like I could really use a job, and she gives me that eyeball roll, like she thinks she's.
Well, it's all right.
It just seems like you're being very picky on who you're pulling over. And you're like baiting.
That's not profiling. If you're picky, that's not profiling. That's very specific, see? And so you're proving my point by that comment. If you're picky, you are not profiling. You're being specific as to a type as opposed to a general profile of whites or greens or blacks or pinks or whoever you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Now, let me just say something. You are absolutely...
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, she's got another question. I thought I was done with her.
The lady has another question. Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't like the old Jesus.
I thought I was done. Go ahead.
Now, why did you say reactionary whites then? Why did you have to say whites?
Because they tend to be white.
You're making a fair definition.
I'll give an example. You're white. You know how I know you're white? Because you sound like you're white. Am I profiling you?
What?
Am I profiling you?
What nationality are
you? You sound white to me.
What nationality are you?
No, you got to answer my question first. Am I profiling you? See,
I'm asking the question.
People don't know what profiling is, Bill. People don't know what profiling is. No, I'm asking you the questions, okay?
No, I'm asking you because you're interrupting.
I'm the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I asked you a question. And I'm telling you, I gave you the answer to the question that I asked you.
Why did you say reactionary
are
white?
You,
why didn't you say...
You are a white woman. Are you a white woman?
Wait a minute. Somebody's going to have to answer a question here. I think you should answer the lady's question, Jay.
Boy, that is not fair. I nailed her to the wall with that question. She couldn't answer it, so she turned around and asked me a question. You're taking her
first question. I asked the first question. Why did you say reactionary whites? Why did you have to pinpoint white people?
Because they're white.
What nationality are you?
What nationality? American.
Yes. Okay,
America,
but are
what do you think?
Are you Hispanic?
Have you ever heard of America? That's a nationality.
Are you Hispanic?
Are you asking me the ancestry?
Yes.
Is that what you want to ask me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, my ancestry is Hispanic, yes.
I see. Well, have you pulled over any Hispanics who also
may
be reactionary and want the law?
I bet you your ancestry is German.
Let me ask a question.
It sure sounds like it.
There could be
or Japanese.
There could be some who are either black or Hispanic who may want the immigration law to be in effect.
Uh-huh.
Are you pulling them over?
Why don't you go find them for me?
Pardon me?
Why don't you go find him for me? Because I haven't run into him.
Because
now,
I don't have a license. I don't want to do your job.
Aren't they giving licenses to Germans?
All right, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. What a smartass.
How am I a smartass?
Just answer the questions. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Going on and on and on.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I think that we're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He was in Tucson, Arizona today, the entire state of Arizona, obviously on pins and needles over the injunction that was essentially blocked the Arizona immigration law. Your fear is that immigrants will be targeted. You say that you're not profiling white people, and we've had a lot of people calling out. There's a very good question that you're profiling white women between the ages of 40 and 50 who you say, and I'm quoting you, Jay, get their kicks beating up on Mexicans.
Well, I'm talking about when they're going to get domestic. These women, they're white women, and
between the ages of 40 and 50?
Mr. Henry, you know as well as I. Let's talk turkey for just a bit. You want to talk turkey?
What do you mean? You want to talk straight?
I want to talk straight. You know as well as I do that white women, it's a badge of honor. It is part of a status to have a Mexican domestic.
And so they're not just women 40 to 50.
You know as well as I do, Mr. Henry, that women...
A 21-year-old, 22-year-old woman?
21-year-old woman, 22, they want to have the Hispanic, the short little Hispanic woman with the apron. Now, Ms. Henry, you know, we can dance around this. We can do it. We can tiptoe around it. We can twirl around it, however you want to go around it.
So you are profiling, then? You are profiling all women.
I said women. I didn't say all females. And I say, like, 14-year-old girl. I don't think that's profiling.
Yeah, it is, Jay. All white women.
No, it is not, because I didn't say females. I said all women, but you know what? You want to lie to your audience because you want your audience to love you and listen to you instead of tell them the truth about how these white women get their kicks. You saw that lady that had them chained up downstairs eating out of a dog dish.
And that was one woman, sir, and that was not certainly a trend on the part of, quote, white women. Here is Kristen in Denver. Kristen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to ask the gentleman some questions, if I may.
Yes, ma'am, it's Jay Sanis.
Excuse me?
This is Jay Sanis, ma'am. How can I help you?
Yes. So do you have authority with this position?
Yes, I do. I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police Brigadier Admiral.
I'm sorry. I'm having the worst time hearing you. Please.
I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer of the rank of Brigadier Admiral. I take my instruction directly from Major Newton, and we are a part of a volunteer auxiliary police agency that assists other police agencies in enacting or enforcing various laws. And certainly when we saw what was going on there in Arizona, we knew that a lot of the Hispanics were at risk because a great many of these, females, and I don't mean you, but a lot of these white females were going to come down on them like a broom. I mean, it was going to get ugly.
Yeah. And how do you just know that this is going to happen? How are you so certain that these white women are going to abuse
We've seen them. We've seen them pushing. You know, in the supermarket,
what's the percentage that you have, out of how many? What is the percentage that you have?
100%. Unfortunately, 100%. Unfortunately.
100%.
Wait. 100%.
Yes, that's correct.
For every white rich woman that has a Mexican domestic in her home.
Yes, ma'am.
They have been.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
But you can show proof of that. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is accurate.
Wait. What do you mean by rich?
You know what I mean by rich, Mr. Henry. We're talking about these homes. I was talking about this lady here in foothills of Tucson. You know, they got their 2 acres. You know what I mean by rich. I'm talking about the top 5% of income.
Every one of them beats their maid.
Yes. And it's tragic.
Oh, I think it's just awful. So let me ask you this. Did you have any other occupation prior to being a volunteer auxiliary officer? What was your occupation prior to?
I did security at Johnson Beverage Company. Did security at Johnson Beverage Company.
Oh, so you did security in Johnson. Did you catch criminals there?
I beg your pardon?
Did you catch a lot of criminals there?
Well, we certainly protected the premises, protected the property from breaking and entering. We did have trespassers. We did have individuals that were attempting break-ins from time to time. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so that's where you got your sharp skill at people looking at you, and you just knew what they were thinking because they were looking at you a certain way, or they rolled
that's
your
correct,
eyes.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
So this is where you got all your skill.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well,
for instance,
you know, truthfully,
I can tell by listening to you, you probably put your rouge on with big red balls.
I can't imagine you being able to catch a criminal if the crime was Harry Carey. I mean,
Harry Carey
was a
baseball
out in left field, truthfully. And as far as you profiling white, rich men and
yes,
stating
ma'am.
That white people don't want these immigrants in this country. You know, I know Mexicans that don't want undocumented aliens here. I know black people that don't want undocumented aliens here.
Do you really know black people? Do you really know black people, ma'am?
In this country. I guess they figure that they should come to the borders just like everybody else legally. And so, you know, you're invested.
You don't sound like the kind of a white woman that knows black people.
And truthfully, I feel that you are a racist and you are a bigot.
Well,
against white people.
You sound very angry.
So
we
please,
were in a very angry conversation.
Do not point a finger at white women, whether you think they're rich or not.
Do you have a few of them? Do you have a few domestics?
You have domestics way out of line and way out on a limb.
Well, ma'am, I think you white women need to take a look, take stock at what you're doing.
And you know what? I think you need to take stock of what you're doing. You're creating more of a racial problem than you are than solving anything. And quite frankly, you know,
do you really know black people?
Obviously.
I want to ask you a question. Do you really know black people?
It's amazing to me that you could sit here and tell me about all your investigative abilities after being a security officer. Spare me.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. That's correct. But, ma'am, I find it hard to believe that you know blacks. Do you really?
Yes, I have quite a few friends that are blacks.
Friends
Why
or just
I
people that you...
Why would I not have black friends? Because I'm white? I don't even look at them
well,
like
you don't.
That.
No, not because, you're white. No, not because you're white, but you sound a little anally retentive.
My friends come from a diverse group of people.
You date blacks?
And they are Americans, and they are all opposed to illegal immigration. They are opposed
do you date black men?
To it.
Do you date black men?
Pardon me?
Do you date black men?
I have dated black men, yes.
No, do you currently date black men?
I haven't dated a man in probably about 3 months.
Well, okay.
I've dated
that
black men, Navajo men, white men, Mexican men.
That answers
you know,
the question.
So, you know, you can sit here and ask all your probing investigative questions. You're not going to make a point because you don't have one.
Are you? No, I better not ask.
What?
I was going to ask her, how is her relationship with her father?
Okay, Jay, we've had enough, all right?
Seriously, are you all right with your dad?
This is comedy hour. This is better than going to a comedy
No, seriously, are you okay with your dad? Are you and your dad all right?
I am just fine with my dad. So,
because he's
that
dead.
Has nothing
okay.
to do
No, she didn't say he was dead.
She's fine with her father because he's dead.
No, she didn't say that.
Is your dad alive?
All right. Kristen, thank you very much for your for your phone call here tonight. 877-876-PHIL. What was the point of that?
Well, it's obvious to me that that woman has no black friends. She hates her father. She puts her makeup on like a clown. And
what does that mean?
Probably puts those big balls of rouge on.
You know what, Jay? What you need to do more than anything else, I think, is answer that question. It's a very good question. That lady asked it, and a lot of people have asked it. Are you not profiling?
I told her I answered that question. I said, no, you're not.
Well, people ain't buying it. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Robert in Abilene, Texas. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, this of all, I want to ask JJ, have you ever been illegal or anything? I mean, okay. First of all, I'm sitting here listening to you and everything, and I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I am a Hispanic. I've been illegal. I'm a resident now of the United States, and you're not helping us at all right now. You're making us sound. Hold on. You're backing us up. So I would have somebody educated backing me up than what you're saying right now. It's ridiculous. You know, I
heard that woman. You heard that lady. That lady, she's got black friends.
You know what? Who cares about black?
You know that.
You're profiling.
She claims she boogied down with all these black guys. I said white women aged 35 to 40 with. I mean, they have a limp because they need to have help.
What do you mean a limp?
That's why they have domestics.
I have been illegal. I'm a resident, and I have been around white women in those ages.
Right.
But I've never been. As a matter of fact, I've been treated better by women that age than anybody. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're
the ones you work
for,
or just the ones that pay you to.
I have never been treated in bad. I mean, this is just ridiculous, man.
Well,
I mean,
I
right
think
to the
you
point.
Need to understand.
You're not helping us at all. You're not helping us at all. You know, you're not helping us. You're making us.
I was born in America. Okay, I'm not foreign born. I was born in America, but my people are Hispanic. You know, going back. But
okay, well,
that lady,
uneducated. You sound uneducated, racist, and just plain simply ridiculous, man. I don't know where you're being living or what, but you're
what have I said that sounds ridiculous?
You're not helping us at all right now. You're not helping us. I've been listening to you about people rolling their eyes and stuff. You can't just go off and assume somebody, just because they roll their eyes, they're being, I mean, come on, man. We're in America. You're living in America. I mean, I'm a Hispanic.
Well,
I came to America. Guess what, man? We learn how to speak English. We learn how to, you know, we're illegal. We work until we can get our papers. There's got to be a program out there that's going to help us become citizens. Or we go to the border, get our papers started, wait it out in Mexico, and then we come across and get our papers.
Well,
you know, and we come in illegally.
That lady,
you're not helping
she admitted to rolling her eyes. Rolling her eyeballs.
What lady did?
That last lady I talked to, when I said, you white women will stand there and do the eyeball roll, and she didn't say anything. She knew I was right.
I mean,
I don't remember you saying anything like that. I don't remember that conversation taking place at all. All I heard what this gentleman heard. You're talking about a white woman standing there, and you look like you want to have work, and they roll the eyeballs?
Yeah, that's their way of saying, you know, maybe tomorrow.
Jay, I don't
well,
know what
you know something. Where are you getting this information, Jay?
I've been on the front line of law enforcement for a long time. Now, I understand this young man. He come over here illegal, and he's made his way in life. And if I were him, I'd be very proud, obviously. I was born here.
To be honest with me, I'd rather have somebody on the station that's even more educated, because you don't sound educated at all. You're not helping us as an immigrant. At all.
I think I'm self-educated.
I mean, what did you do? You go through a week training to get this thing, or what? I mean, what you are an officer?
I dropped out of school in seventh grade.
Okay.
I am self-educated.
Seventh grade.
Oh, you guys are better than me? How much school did you go through, sir?
You know what? I went to school. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Did you get past the seventh grade?
I went to school till sixth grade because I was so offer. We lived on the ranch.
Okay,
I don't know where sixth grade. Then I got to America.
I had to drop out when I was in the seventh grade.
Wait a minute.
Why did you drop out in the seventh grade?
Because I couldn't. It got too hard. I couldn't understand what they were saying.
You couldn't understand what they were saying in the seventh grade? What were they saying in the seventh grade?
They started getting into algebra. I couldn't figure it out.
You know,
all right, listen, Robert, yeah, thank you, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
There you guys. You guys are real quiet. Like, isn't it sad? Isn't it sad?
Jay, to be honest with you, it is a little sad.
Isn't it sad that here's a guy who is taking time out of his life to go into Arizona to help out these illegals, and aren't I sad because I couldn't get through the seventh grade because it was too hard for me? I was a security at Johnson Beverage Company. Now I have Citizens Auxiliary. I don't get paid, but I feel that someday I could. get paid for this.
Who's going to pay you, man, for wearing your blue armband and driving around with your parabolic microphone recording whether or not somebody's beating the maid?
You ever heard of a private investigator? Shut down. In the prime of life.
You know what? Hold on. Put him on hold. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The most caffeinated cities in the country. Still to come here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ever heard of Charlie Chan? Oh!
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Jay Sanis with us. You had a parabolic microphone pointed at that woman's house, correct?
We did not. That lady today, no, we did not. But we do have an example, Phil, of a recording that we did make of a woman's house. This was prior to visiting this lady. We simply pointed the microphone at a house where we did see a domestic, very clearly a Mexican going in there. And we can play that for you now. Except for minutes, go ahead and play that. My God, you will lick them clean with your tongue. But these guys crusted with crime. But senor, I don't know. You will get it clean or you'll lick it clean with your tongue. Well, senor. I don't know. All right, Phil, I don't know if you heard that.
I heard a woman saying, by God, you'll lick it clean with your tongue?
That is correct, yes. She basically said, you've left these floors crusted with grime. Get it clean, or by God, you'll lick it clean with your tongue.
And you're telling me that's someone's house?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. I'm not saying, I'm not making it up.
877-876-PHIL. Here is, let's go over to Armando in Tucson. Armando, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. Love your show.
Yes, sir.
Wanted to say that guy is racist, and he has no right being a cop because my friend's a cop, and he doesn't matter whether you're white, black, Indian. Everybody should serve the consequences as the color they are, and everybody should be treated the same.
How do you think he's racist? I'm trying to protect Mexicans.
How about if you shut your mouth and let me say the truth for once?
Well, I was trying to protect that lady, and then you heard that woman say she's going to lick the deck squeak with her tongue.
Okay, but what does that have to do with being a white woman, black woman, Asian woman? What does that have to do with that?
Because the lady that was on that tape and the lady that we followed back to the house today, guess what? Both of them are white. Bingo.
So what if they were white?
Well, that doesn't tell you something?
No, it doesn't.
That's not like a... That's
everybody
not a
should be treated the same. Everybody should save... Everybody should get the consequences no matter what color they are. Everybody should follow the rules no matter what color they are.
Let me ask you a question. If you went out to see a basketball game and you saw a lot of short white guys... You'd feel pretty bad if that was your favorite team.
No, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
Because I'm not discriminating like you are.
Oh, wait a minute, man. You know that if those guys came up against a bunch of beanpoles that were black, they'd have no chance. They'd get run off the floor.
What do you mean a bunch of beanpoles that were black?
If a bunch of short white guys come out on the floor in a basketball game, are you telling me you feel confident them going up against a bunch of tall black guys?
Well, just like this guy. I don't know what kind of ball players they are.
Oh, come on, man.
Michael Jordan's black. What? Michael Jordan's black. Shaquille O'Neal's black.
Yeah. And? A bunch of short white guys you think are
first
just
said
basketball
white.
Players.
First you said black and now you said white. Make up your mind.
No, I said they're short white guys.
Okay, you went from white to black.
What's the point? What's the point you're trying to make?
I'm saying that you guys would profile that team and you'd say these guys stink. Because they're short and white.
No, I would profile them because they're short.
Well, same thing.
How is that the same thing?
You're profiling all short guys, and you say they suck at basketball, don't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You say that short guys suck at basketball.
No, Spud Webb was fantastic.
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb was fantastic.
How tall is he?
5'8". 5'8".
You know, you're real smart, Mr. Andrew, but you're not smart enough.
No, you're not smart enough. You're telling me that if I saw a bunch of short guys out on a basketball floor, I'd feel really bad because they got no shot. I don't know until I see them play.
What if they were all white?
If they were all short white guys, I wouldn't know until I see them play.
I think that... I'm going to ask the guy on the phone. Don't you think Henry's lying? I'm talking out of my head. By the way, and I don't mean anything, but...
No, not you, Phil. Not you, Phil. Jay.
No, I'm asking the gentleman. This is Jay Santos, sir. It sounds to me like you're talking out of your ass. Do you have a speech?
But never mind how this guy's talking. Let's talk about how you're talking. You're talking about profiling. You're saying, well, you're profiling because every time you see a bunch of short guys on a basketball floor and they're all white, you're going to assume they're going to get their ass kicked.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
I just got done telling you. I can give you examples of short guys that play. Anyway, thanks, Armando, and thank you, Jay, for nothing.
Very unfair, Mr. Henry, what you've done to me, what you've done to me in front of all these people, and I don't know any of them either.
Phil.
Very private.